After that, it was back to scrubbing and scurrying and listening at doors. Lord Tywin would soon march on River Run, she heard, or he would drive south to High Garden. No one would ever expect that. No, he must defend King's Landing. Stannis was the greatest threat. He'd sent Gregor Clegane and Vargo Holt to destroy Roose Bolton and remove the dagger from his back. He'd sent ravens to the Eyrie. He meant to wed Lady Lysa Arryn and win the Vale. He'd bought a ton of silver to forge magic swords that would slay the Stark wargs. He was writing Lady Stark to make a peace. The Kingslayer would soon be freed. Though ravens came and went every day, Lord Tywin himself spent most of his days behind closed doors with his war council. Arya caught glimpses of him, but always from afar. Once walking the walls in the company of three maesters and the fat captive with a bushy moustache, once riding out with his lord's bannermen to visit encampments, but most often standing in an arch of the covered gallery watching men at practice in the yard below. He stood with his hands locked together on the gold pommel of his longsword. They said Lord Tywin loved gold most of all, even shit gold, she heard one squire jest. The Lannister lord was strong-looking for an old man with stiff golden whiskers and a bald head. There was something in his face that reminded Arya of her own father, even though they looked nothing alike. He has a lord's face, that's all, she told herself. She remembered hearing her lady mother tell father to put on his lord's face and go deal with some matter. Father had laughed at that. She could not imagine Lord Tywin ever laughing at anything. One afternoon, while she was waiting her turn to draw a pail of water from the well, she heard the hinges of the east gate groaning. A party of men rode onto the portcullis at a walk. When she espied the manticore crawling across the shield of their leader, a stab of hate shot through her. In the light of day, Sir Aemery Lorch looked less frightening than he had by torchlight. But he still had the pig's eyes, she recalled.